And let's check in with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Joining me, as he does the first Wednesday of the month, is Regional Coordinator Darren White. We want to find out how we can help out the Food Bank. And the first topic we want to discuss is Make a Difference Day. And when is that coming up?
Yeah, that's coming up. It will be the 22nd through the 26th, but the actual day itself is October 27th. It's actually a national, throughout the whole United States, a day celebrated, a day of giving back. But what the Food Bank has done is tied that into a week-long food drive where we partner with various schools. So, again, that will be October 22nd through the 26th. Where schools will be collecting food. And they're specifically for Randolph County and Moberly there. I have about 10 schools that will be taking part. And last year, they collected about 2,500 pounds to go into the community. So it's a great drive, great way for kids to be able to get involved, to be able to give back. And like I said, you know, 2,500 pounds, I mean, that's a lot of food to go into the community. It all stays local. It'll go to the local pantry there. So with those 10 schools, you know, roughly I have, you know, 25 to 30 throughout my area of 8 counties. So there's quite a bit of participation and a great way to be able to get food, more food in at this time of year.
And so should we be on the lookout for these youngsters to be out and about and in some way collecting, or is it something they do internally in the school?
It's pretty much internally.
Okay.
Yeah. Each class, of course, takes it on how they see how it works for them, how it sees fit. You know, if there's an initiative, you know, if you bring in so much, you know, maybe there is a reward or something, but all that happens within the school. Yes.
All right. Very good. That is Make a Difference Day, a part of a week-long effort by our area students to collect food for the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. And I guess I'm just going to pick up on that right there. We're going to be involved with the schools as well. Want to put out the word that we're going to be at some area high school football games starting next week, collecting food and or donations for the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Our first football game will be at South Shelby High School on Friday, October 12th. The Cardinals host Brookfield that night. Should be a good Clarence Cannon Conference matchup. And our sales team will be there and collecting at the gate. So just going to put that on your calendar if you're planning to be at the Brookfield South Shelby game. If you can help out, we're going to have a big collection effort for the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. We're also trying to firm up plans to collect food at a couple of more football games if we wind down the regular season the rest of this month. We'll let you know that schedule as we firm up those details. You'll take the help, won't you, Darren?
Oh, most certainly. we always appreciate the partnerships that we have to be able to get so much food, you know, collected. You know, we're not only collecting food at those games to be able to help us out and also taking monetary donations. And of course, as I mention all the time, you know, every dollar turns into $21 worth of groceries with the Food Bank's purchasing power. Any help we will certainly take.
And I can, you know, I get asked the question, you know, we've talked about it before, but okay, I make my donation, say, at South Shelby High School that night. Well, where the food will, I presume, stay in Shelby County. So if you make your donation,
yes,
for example, in Randolph County, it stays in Randolph County.
Yes, yeah. Directly. The food will directly go to the local food pantry.
Local food pantries, that's right. Okay, Darren White. Darren White with me here on Quicksland this morning. Let's go to a program that is once again taking shape, and that is Check Out Hunger. Explain how this works.
Yeah, this is a way that we partner with local grocery stores throughout our area. So They're, again, speaking of Moberly, Bradshaw's Market is one location that we are at there. We're at all the cash registers, checkout areas, we have scan cards. And you can just simply ask the cashier to scan the card, and every scan of the card is a dollar. So, of course, it allows us to purchase $21 worth of groceries. So it's another way that we hook up in the communities and get with those grocery stores to be able to help us collect, you know, a lot of monetary donations. because it goes so much further. So Brightress Market last year, I think through them, we brought in about $700 to $800. And, of course, all those funds locally are used to purchase food for that area. So, again, it stays local. It comes back to the food bank, the money, but we used it to purchase where it came from. So we're excited about that campaign, Check Out Hunger. Some stores, it will run November through December here coming up. But in some other areas, it'll only run November. But I'm excited about that. It's always a great way to be able to participate and help out, and it's an easy way. You know, just there again, hand the scan card to your at your checkout there, ask them to scan it, and it's just simple. And they'll scan it as many times as you want. If you want to do it more than one time, we'll certainly take whatever you're able to do. So I just hope people can take advantage of that and be able to give back.
Well, that's an easy way. I like that program, and yes. not going to miss that little bit of extra. I think that's an easy way to do it. Yep. All right. What is Taste of the Tigers?
Yeah, Taste of the Tigers. Very excited about it. It's coming up very quickly. Actually, it's 2 days away. Well, actually, one. I guess it's tomorrow.
Oh.
Thursday, October 4th. But it's not too late. I mean, you can simply come to the event. You can don't have to RSVP or anything if you're interested. But this is our second year for this event, and it is held at the East Concourse of the MU Football Stadium. And what it is we have various vendors there. We have a silent auction. We have a live auction. But the most exciting part of the night is actually Coach Barry Odom and the MU Football. They have on a regular basis, every week throughout the football season, they have at Buffalo Wild Wings a talk show that they do. Well, actually, they will be doing that talk show at our event tomorrow from 6 to 7. So we're very excited about that, so people will have the opportunity to ask questions or whatever during that. There will be various vendors there, again, like I said, and drink and so forth. So it's a great thing to be able to come out. You can see the football stadium. You can see the field if you've never, seen it before. And the cheerleaders will be there. So it's a great spirit event, tailgating experience event that you can be involved with. And like I said, you don't need to RSVP if you can't. You can show up, and, of course, you can and take part in that. And it's $50 per person. And like I said, you can just walk in that night, and you'll be able to attend. So.
All right, Taste of the Tigers, that is tomorrow night, 6 till 7?
6 to 7 is where the show takes part.
Okay.
The event itself is actually from 5 to 8.
5 to 8. All right,
yep.
That's the East Concourse at Memorial Stadium for Roe Field.
Exactly.
Tomorrow night. Then once you pay your admission, then you're free to roam and enjoy the good food
exactly.
and drink then. Okay.
That includes everything.
Very good. Okay, that's tomorrow night. Check that out. All right, a lot of ways we can help, Darren, and give your contact information. If folks need more information, if they want to team up and get involved with Food Bank for Central Northeast Missouri, give us your contact info.
Yes, you can always contact me directly through my email at darrenw@sharefoodbringhope.org, or you can call the food bank itself at 573-474-1020, and then also you can check us out on our website at sharefoodbringhope.org. So a lot of ways, on there as well that you can just check out to be able to get involved and be able to give back to the communities that we serve.
All right, thanks for the update, Darren.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it. Darren White, Regional Coordinator for the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri, has been my guest.